Michelle Obama plays race card against Trump, threatened by successful black people. By Joel B. Polak on August 20, 2024. Former First Lady Michelle Obama played the race card against former President Donald Trump in her speech to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, Illinois. On Tuesday night, accusing him of opposing her and former President Barack Obama because of racism. Gunn was the speaker who told Democrats in 2016, "When they go low, we go high." Instead, there was this, on behalf of Vice President Kamala Harris. "We know folks are gonna do everything they can to distort her truth. My husband and I, sadly, know a little something about this." For years, Donald Trump did everything in his power to try to make people fear us. See, his limited, narrow view of the world made him feel threatened by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who happen to be black. Applause. Who's gonna tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs? Trump used the term black jobs to refer to jobs held by black Americans who are being forced to compete in the labor market with new migrants. He did not use the term in a racist sense. The Obamas have long resented Trump for making an issue of then-President Obama's birth certificate. After years of refusing to produce his original Hawaii birth certificate, Obama did so under public pressure from Trump in 2011. The rumor that Obama was born abroad was boosted, perhaps inadvertently, by Obama himself, whose literary agent claimed, erroneously, in the 1990s that he had been born overseas. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.